This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you get better, feel like you've internally, I think we all in that locker room in our organization felt like we got better. We felt like we had players make a jump, but it's not a success in terms of the goal we had. We had a goal to make that next jump. I'm not sure we can say that. I do think we can say we got better and we improved, but a success would be you're going to the conference finals, so can't deem it a success.
Well, they're not winners, but 92.3 The Fan is looking for a winner. Enter the code word music, M-U-S-I-C, music, and 92.3thefan.com by 9 a.m. for your chance to win a pair of fun packs to Berea's National Rib Cook-Off and Beer Fest at the Cuyahoga County Fairgrounds Memorial Day weekend. You'll get a pair of general admission tickets, 2 3-rib samplers, and a pair of soft drinks. It's all fun. It's all family fun. It's all always free parking. Get more info at BereaRib.com. It's all from Berea's National Rib Cook-Off and Beer Fest and 92.3 The Fan. The word again is music, M-U-S-I-C. Enter it at 92.3thefan.com for your chance to win. Can you blame just one person? Can you blame just one? I ain't blame just one.
It was so decisive.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like, okay, like James Harden, game 7 for, you know, the Clippers this year. You could be like, yeah, look at what James Harden did. Like, he had a total meltdown. And it was a bad series for him all the way around. But, like, your superstar, Donovan Mitchell, he clearly gave it all he had. He was willing his team to the free throw line, and he made up for his inefficiencies, you know, throughout the series and the lack of a three-point shot. You know what, he made 4 last night, but he took 13. By getting to the foul line and making key defensive plays. Now, he couldn't give you defense on every possession because then he would have given you nothing on offense.
Yeah.
So there were some 3-guard lineups last night for the Cavs where they got torched, whether it was Darius, Max, and Ty, or Darius, Donovan, and Max. Like, they all got torched. So that definitely was a weakness, and that is something that the Cavs are going to have to try to combat. Going to be tough to do. But no way, shape, or form can it be a one-person thing when your superstar, who has the high usage and has the ball the most, played well. I mean, he had the 2 40-point game. One should have been a 50-point game. Like, that's, I mean, he had, what, 48 with a minute to go, and then they coughed up the lead. You would have assumed he would have held on and got free throws. So it's not a one-person thing. I don't think it's an Atkinson thing either because, I mean, we've seen 2 coaches now kind of have the similar issues. And when you've had 2 coaches who have totally different mindsets and philosophies, both have their teams look the exact same way in back-to-back and really 3 years straight, it becomes a personnel thing. Right, doesn't it?
So, does it feel like somebody has to pay the price for this?
So, what are you saying, Kobe?
Well, it's the morning after the game. Like, fans are going to have bloodlust here. But if we calm down just a moment. Like, am I firing Kobe Altman for this? No, I'm not firing Kobe Altman for this.
I don't think you are. Because
all right, Kobe, I'm not firing Kenny Atkinson.
Let's point this out.
All right.
Kobe's drafting and getting Evan Mobley, Darius, and we will have separate conversations about Darius, swinging the Allen trade out of just crafting a trade that just stole a good player. And I know he was terrible the last two games of the playoffs, but you still need to get through seasons and regular seasons. And then making the Donovan Mitchell trade, this all was amazing. This is amazing GM stuff. You don't just get to magically, I've heard people talk about this over the years, you don't get to just magically craft a championship team. Like, you don't get to, if I get hired as GM tomorrow, say, well, this is the way, this is the blueprint to put together a championship team, so I'm just going to do that. No, you only have the assets in front of you, and you only have the seasons in the draft that you have those picks, and you only have the free agency luck that you can have, depending on who's available at the time. So you don't just get to do that. That's like me becoming a GM in the NFL, and it's like, oh, I have to go get one of the top five quarterbacks in the league. Let me just go get one. The Browns actually tried to do that with Deshaun Watson, and it blew up fantastically.
We'll remind them.
So,
day's bad enough, isn't it?
Understanding that, like, who could have built a better team than what Kobe Altman built in this time frame?
No, I don't believe so.
It's almost impossible to believe how good, how much talent he's been able to get. And the good news is Mobley's only getting better. You can see it literally every time.
Boy, the parallels with this team and the – I mean, I brought up the Donovan Mitchell trade, 3 first-round picks. Now, the Donovan has worked out, certainly has worked out. Deshaun, an out-and-out disaster. When the owner calls you a mistake, that's a disaster. But now you've left yourself, you don't even realize there were some people who could see it over the last couple of years, like, hey, you're not leaving a lot of outs. Now there's really no outs. There's no outs. Like, people are going, I can't trade these guys for pennies on the dollar here. Like, salaries have to match. So I'm just switching one for the other. Well, who's going to take on? We are going to, you know where this is going, damn it. Like, now I'm calming down a little bit here 2 hours into the show because we're talking about it a whole lot and Jason's going to join us at 9:01. But Tone, like, this is what it is. We all need, are we going to go back to we need wings? Do we need a wing? Do we need a wing? Yes or no?
You need as many wings as you can get in this
league.
So the
first person people want to trade is who? Darius Garland. Who is trading their wing for the 6'2 guard?
Well, and think about how crazy I was talking about.
Who makes a max salary?
I was talking about getting Brandon Ingram last year, and then Brandon Ingram barely played this year.
You are who you are.
So I was desperate. I was desperate.
Yeah,
and
I know.
Maybe neither of them can help you in the playoffs. And I don't know.
You want to talk? By the way, you want to talk about the things we were having to discuss with Darius Garland being out the first couple of games of this series? Yeah, go look up what Brandon Ingram has been accused of when it comes to playing or not playing.
100%. Yep. That's why it's hard. It's hard.
God.
Teams are not just willing to give you the wings. They are what costs the most because in this league, the wings are the types of players that when everything breaks down and X's and O's go out the window, what can they do in playoff series and games? They can physically get to their spots. They can elevate and finish, and they can play defense.
So
the guards just can't do that. Even, man, you saw Donovan struggling because of he was banged up, calf strain, then ankle. But he was having trouble elevating at times. It's just tougher for the guys that are below 6'5". It just is.
So I have no recourse here other than to belittle this team for the rest of the summer. Which the summer hasn't even started yet. So all summer long, all I have, because I can't make any moves, so all I can do is rub their noses in this and talk trash about them and hope that it gets back. Donovan said it himself. You guys are going to write a bunch of bleep about us. We're going to have to use it as fuel. Well, thank God, because you were out of gas at the end of this series. Go ahead and hit it.
We have a window with this group. I believe in everybody in here. We're a good team. So get in the gym, weight room, nutrition, whatever the hell it is. And get back at it because y'all going to write us the f*** off, man. But we'll be back. I mean, let City down, let each other down. We'll be back.
I believe you'll be back to the second round. That's the issue that the fans have. You've been to the second round. We believe you can get back to the second round. Further than that, no. So I have no other recourse. You're telling me I can't move players. I know that this is a talented team. They're all saying that they said they need to be mentally tougher. I didn't just say it. You said it and I said it, but everybody knows it. And they've admitted it themselves as players that they need to be mentally tougher. So I guess the only thing I can do is sit here on the radio and talk a bunch of trash about the basketball team over the next summer.
But, you know, the one thing we do in sports as fans, as media.
Be
and
real
it's,
mean.
It's one of the things that players hate the most when they do their podcasts is when we, sitting here with our headset microphone in a studio, when we talk about toughness and when we talk about mental stuff. I mean, it's just a reality. Like, we're talking about it because we're comparing them to other teams and players. And can we not be honest here? Did it not look like the Pacers tougher and more mentally with it?
Yeah.
Did it not look 2 years ago or 3 years, whatever, against the Knicks, like they were not only more physical.
Mitchell Robinson laughed you out of the building, literally.
And by the way, that team, they weren't content just to stay with their core. Like, they blew it up big time. They blew up the Villanova group, right? Doesn't mean it's going to work out for them either, but looks like they're going to the Eastern Conference Finals, and they probably will be the favorites to go to the NBA Finals. This is crazy how this worked out, considering they were the team that it seemed like malpracticed the last few years, played their starters too much.
I'll tell you what, this is usually when you have something that's this ugly, I don't want to watch anything. Like, when they lost the ALCS last year, I'm not watching anything after that. And we had that issue where, what was it? When they lost to the Yankees, when I said the stupid thing back in 2017, when they lost to the Yankees, I was done then. When the Cavs have lost in the postseason, like, I want to see that series. I want to see that series, because then I want to, because now I have to sit there and make comparisons about where they're tougher in their wrestling match, because that's what that series is going to be. That's going to be a wrestling match, and I got to make comparisons and be nasty to the Cavs. I have no other choice. So I have to do as Donovan demands. I have to say mean-spirited, nasty things that I might not even mean about the Cavs just to get them over some hump. I had a caller earlier who wanted us to be cheerleaders. No, according to him, I got to be meaner. Get real personal with it.
Well, when you compare them to the baseball, right, and to those times that last year they didn't underachieve, right?
The baseball?
The Guardians didn't underachieve last year.
They overachieved.
This Cavs team is an underachieving team.
Oh, definitely.
That's the hard part.
Definitely.
That is the hard part, because there are teams that do overcome injuries sometimes.
I wouldn't say it's the reason that I said I was done watching regular season basketball in January, that we knew where they were going to be. It was one of those, I'm going to set in this spin cycle until we get to the second round, and then here we are doing the same thing again.
And in so many occasions, I can see an underachieving team and look at a guy and go, okay, get rid of his ass, he don't fit. Get rid of that guy, he don't fit. Bring in these other guys. I don't think I can do that with this team because of what Anthony just said, what the cap constraints are. Is that Dan Gilbert has to pay an exorbitant sum just to get Ty Jerome back. DeAndre Hunter's going to end up costing you $100 million or something
ridiculous.
Like that.
Ridiculous.
So it is what it is now. I mean, we've made our bed.
I didn't think I could feel worse than I felt last night.
Now you feel worse.
Now I feel worse.
Because you could have been able to, honestly, I could have just shot my mouth off and said, trade this guy, trade that guy, move on from this guy, move on from that guy. I really don't believe I can. I really don't believe I can. So now this makes it so much worse. Because now it feels like you're stuck. So if you're stuck with this team, nobody trusts them. Nobody trusts them. So next regular season, who cares? We will have measuring stick games here and there. But no, if you beat the Pacers by 20 next year in a regular season game, I know it's the morning after this loss. Are people really going to make a big deal about it? That game you had at home against Oklahoma City, which felt like a playoff atmosphere, earlier in the year, and I know they got boat raced at Oklahoma City, but that game you had at home against Oklahoma City felt like a playoff atmosphere. You beat that team. It felt like, man, this is a team that could really do it. Now, you don't trust them. Get to you guys coming up next, I promise. Stay there. 216-474-0092. Is there any one entity that you can blame?
Should we rebrand the station when our teams are eliminated and call it 92.3 The Loser?
Loser town, loser fans, and you guys are a loser show.
Just for a day.
Mitch brought up the term missed opportunity. Jason Lloyd's going to join us at 9:01. I want to ask him that question as well. I'll give you my thought on it. I don't think it's a missed opportunity. I don't think it's a missed opportunity. Because right now, maybe I'm just a little bit shell-shocked. I would think that the Pacers have a look at it right now. Do they not? If the Pacers go and they win the NBA Finals, which I think a lot of folks are going, no one from the East is going to win the NBA Finals now. All right, but if the Pacers were to go out there, nobody picked the Pacers to beat us, at least not in this town. I mean, the haters did, but no one took them seriously.
Nobody did.
I guess they get to be happy today.
Everybody that I value their opinion, they're like, all right, here's all these cool things the Pacers could do, so they have a chance to test the Cavs, and I have the Cavs in five.
I see this team differently. I see the Cavs differently. I certainly see the Indiana Pacers differently, with a lot more respect. That's definitely true. And I respected them coming in. I still do not think they have the talent of the Cavs. But they would lay a blueprint now. I can't see this as a missed opportunity yet. This is the second round of the playoffs. If you weren't able to close out, like if they lost Jason Tatum, I don't want to sit there and talk about a guy who had a ruptured Achilles, for crying out loud, and probably ain't going to be able to play until next summer. But if we were playing the Celtics in that series and they lost Jason Tatum, like if the Knicks don't close out Boston some way, somehow, that's an all-time missed opportunity, an all-time collapse there. Because Boston was seen as the odds-on favorite. If we were in the Eastern Conference Finals and we couldn't do that against Boston, that's a missed opportunity. I can't say that yet. I might say that at the end of the playoffs. Maybe if I just see a team that I just don't think is that great, go out if, because I think, could you think that they could beat the Knicks at their best, the Cavs?
Yes.
Do you think that they could beat the Pacers at their best before the playoffs?
Yes. Start?
Okay. So maybe I will say it then. I can't now. They just keep running into things. I don't know if this is an opportunity, is if they just keep running into themselves. How can I say you miss an opportunity when you fail yourself? Yes.
If it was 2-2 after Sunday, if they don't get blown out like they did on Sunday, right? If it's 2-2 after Sunday and then Tatum goes down, I think everybody goes, oh, we're going to the finals. Oh, we're winning the finals.
Yep.
And so that's where I'm going to disagree. I agree with Mitch. I think it's a missed opportunity here. Because if you look, even if they lose last night, now it's 3-2, you still go, okay, we'll come back. We'll get our two. But they got embarrassed on Sunday night. They go out and they've blown these big leads in two of the five games. Like, absolutely, when the one team that we have all thought stood in their way loses their best player, I think it has to be considered a missed opportunity.
Jeff in University Heights, is it a missed opportunity?
Yeah, and I got a postmortem. Before I get to it, Ken, something I've been wanting to tell you for a little while now, and I keep forgetting each time I call.
Oh.
Back in March on the 13th, you said it was your deceased mom's birthday, and her and I were born in the same year, one day apart. Mine is on the 14th, so I thought about you on that day. But here's how I see it.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. No problem. So here's how I see it. Number one, the Cavs are not a soft team. They're a finesse team. Question, when was the last time a finesse team came out the East? Answer was 2007, that LeBron team. Question, when was the last time a team with whose best player is a 6'2", maybe 6'3 guard went to the finals? Answer was Philly with AI. And the last time one won was with Zeke back in
Isaiah
the 90s
Thomas.
With the bad boy Piston. I saw you on the post game last night. You stole my thunder. Here's the thing. The Cavs will not get to where we want them to get to until Evan Mobley is the best player on the team, period, end of sentence. Like you said last night, I said it too, Evan Mobley has to get at least 20 shots a game. They've got to run offense through him. But part of it is on him as well. I don't know when if his personality needs to change or what, but that he's too the laid backness has got to change. He's got to demand the ball sometimes.
Because who could guard him in that series? Who could guard him?
Exactly. That's my point.
He would get down and get either Siakam or Hunter. Not Hunter. He would get either Turner to the block. He would get all the way down to about 6 feet. Same thing, by the way, that Jokic does. When you watch him back his way.
I totally agree.
Evan gets down there, and he could just simply turn, face, elevate, put a shot over any of those guys.
Exactly. But we rather jack up threes from guys who are not hitting. We didn't hit the threes the whole series, and you got this weapon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
That was underused. Again, part of it's on the scheme they run, but part of it is on Evan. Evan has got to become more aggressive with his teammates and demand the ball, and they've got to run offense to him. Otherwise, because as you rightly said, there's very little change they can make unless they do something drastic, which that's not going to happen. Giannis isn't coming here to stop it. People were saying that. So you got to
Well, not with that attitude, Jeff.
Your offense. Running. Well, no, he's not. They're not going to trade. You think Milwaukee's going to trade us, Giannis? They want picks. The only way you'll get him is you trade him Garland and Allen, and I still don't think that'll get him. You've got to run that offense through Evan Mobley. Has got to be become the best player on the team. If he doesn't, otherwise we're going to wash, rinse, repeat every year come playoff.
Yeah, Jeff, you're right. Thank you very much for the call. I mean, lost in my anger. You know, I'm talking about Donovan. Not that I'm angry at Donovan, but lost in my anger of the loss and the sadness. Yeah, he's right. Like, this has to change because he's the guy who is of the size that, boy, you would have to take very seriously there. And if you were able to play Donovan off of him, I think it changes your team. But last night, you know, I said, gosh, they got to start hitting shots. And people were saying, no, they got to keep going inside. I go, they are who they are. And if they start to go inside, I think that's the real desperate situation. I didn't think that they were just going to come out in the third quarter and not run an offense and just whip the ball down the floor and take the first shot that they thought was open. I did not see them doing that in a freak out. That was dumb. But no, Jeff, for the future of the basketball team, I think Jeff is right.
They, I'll say, like, Evan showed me so much in this series, and I damn near thought his block of Tyrese Halliburton with like 5 minutes left that led to a three-pointer on the break and transitioned the other way from Donovan. I thought that was it. I thought that was not only going to win the game, and that could change the whole series because you saw Ty Jerome hit a couple threes. You're like, man, in my mind, I'm starting to think, all right, Darius got to the basket. Like, he got to the basket. They were 1-for-8 during those really difficult times in the second half at the rim. And it's not like there's a bunch of shot blocking there with Indiana. Like, they got those balls up against the backboard, and none of them went. How many threes last night went in and out? And
too
I
many.
Know that's the lament of a loser. That's the lament.
Well, we are a loser show.
On the loser station.
Loser town, loser fans, and you guys are a loser show.
It sucks having to talk about that because you know what? Tyrese Halliburton was just firing from 28 feet, and it was hitting nothing but the net. It was incredible what he did to get them back into that game at the end of the first. And they just look fresher. They just looked like they were ready to run up and down. Guys, they were full court pressing like a high school team from moment one in that game. And unfortunately, we have a two-guard team that really struggled just kind of handling the ball and orchestrating the offense to where we would want to go. They were doing a great job, Indiana, of making us pick up our dribble and just annoying us and getting us to where when we did get open threes, we were like rushing them because we were waiting. We were waiting for the defenders to close on us, and it sped everything up, and it fit right into Carlisle's game plan last night.
216-474-0092. Chris in Eastlake, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing okay, Chris. Go right on ahead.
Well, I just want to say great show. I'm glad I've waited so long to talk to you guys, listen to everybody else's opinions. I'm not mad at Donovan Mitchell by any means, but at the end of the day, if you go back and look at the trade, same thing with the Browns. We overpaid. And now, just like you guys were talking about, until 2031, we are pretty much stuck. But this team has taken a step in the better direction. But to give up what we gave up and lose in the second round is unacceptable. And as Jerry said, I think his name was, or Jeff, sorry.
Yeah.
You know, you run the team through Mobley. I play 2K all the time, guys. And I'm in my 30s. I sit here and play with my guys when they come over and stuff. I don't sit here and play it all the time. But, you know, long story short, I've shot threes with Evan Mobley in the game. He hits them. The guy's a baller. So my thing is it's all about the coaching. And you're going to tell me we dominated the Miami Heat in four games. And then Kenny Atkinson just forgets to coach, how to coach. And our players are just... Even the ball down court, I mean, guys, I counted 25-plus times last night. We inbounded the ball. The guys took it down the court and heaved up a shot. Where's the fundamental basketball that this Cavs team's played all year passing the ball around?
Well, I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this, Chris. Thank you very much for the call. First thing, I don't even start tweeting me about 2K. I already know. Stop.
Second thing, if you don't start tweeting about 2K,
stop.
You're not
stop.
Getting on the show anymore.
Stop.
I want to know your 2K ranking. I want to know what team you're playing with.
Turned my mic off and just pointed at Tone, and Tone was not going to take the bait. He said, nope. Mm-mm. The Mitchell thing about overpaying, that was the trade they could make. They are a much better team than what they were. If they wouldn't have made that trade, Donovan Mitchell would be playing for somebody else, and that team would probably be very upset this morning. And Kobe Altman would have been fired, and we wouldn't have got anywhere with Colin Sexton. Now, Lowry Markkanen, no. We'd be in the playoffs, probably. We'd be an 8 seed, 7 seed, and Kobe would have already been fired. We certainly would have went through J.B. Bickerstaff. I don't know if we would have development yet from Evan Mobley. I think that Donovan has helped in the development of Evan Mobley. I mean, you're playing for high stakes. That's going to be development. This is as high as it gets. Back to the phones. Frank in Washington, D.C., you're next up on the Fan.
I'll tell you what. I've about had it with the comments about coaching and putting this blame on Kenny Atkinson. Look, there was multiple things that Rick Carlisle did that were probably superior to him, but this isn't a coaching problem. This is you have... 60% of your roster is composed of guys that are weak and don't play with any physicality. Like, yeah, they play good fundamental basketball in the regular season, but this is not a team that gets chippy in the paint and grinds with other people. Like, they don't. Like, it's dumb to say that, Atkinson's the reason for this. Here's the reality of it, okay? Darius Garland is a very skilled player. He is not a physical player. Jared Allen is the furthest thing from a physical player. You have guys that come off the bench that are slow, lack athleticism, and really are just raw. Hence, Isaac Okoro. So I just like blaming Atkinson is not going to fix the issue because it's way bigger than that. And I think like you have to take a step back, and we're all frustrated about what happens here, but you're not going to make this situation better unless you really pin down what the real problem is and then go from there. And I can tell you it's not coaching. It just isn't. You have guys that are weak. They just are. And I don't know what you're going to do. You'll probably get 50 cents on the dollar for Darius Garland in trade. You have to take back less money. But if it's worth it to get somebody that is going to be like a little bit more physical in the biggest moment.
I hate to stop you, Frank. That's the problem with the CBA. You literally have to match the contracts. You can't.
Yeah, you got to go. You got to go contract for contract.
It's crazy how limiting. I don't want to talk CBA every day. We'll bore everybody.
Oh, you are going to. You are going to. Because you know why? You know why you're going to talk about CBA every day? Because Rob Manfred might have just robbed us of a great hack topic.
I'm in my 30s. I sit here and play with my guys when they come over and stuff. I don't sit here and play it all the time. But, you know, long story short, I've shot threes with Evan Mobley in the game. He hits them. The guy's a baller. So, my thing is it's all about the coaching.
You know, we hadn't approached it from that perspective. But fortunately,
I gave you an opportunity right then and there. You didn't take it. You just listened.
Listen, you guys scoff.
And now people are disappointed in that. That's why you're a loser show.
You guys scoff. But what did Andrew Berry, the GM of the Browns, tell us last week? That among the many models that they construct to get ready for the draft, one of them is the poly market. So why not?
What is the poly market?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The poly market is using international trading markets and betting markets to be able to weigh in on things and using them. And
should I know about this?
Coalescing that into a data point.
In all seriousness, should I know about the poly market?
Well, they had the right winner of the election. Poly market was all over it.
Okay. So that means I should I get in the? Can you trade on the poly market?
You can do all sorts of things on the poly market, Ken. But what I'm getting at. Is I can't make fun of anybody because pretty soon I think GMs will be using 2K.
They did. I play 2K all the time,
actually,
guys.
Actually,
I say that.
You were something.
I'm pretty sure the Ravens GM DaCosta did say they've aggregated the ratings of the video games.
They do get mad about that. Those players get really mad about that. Just letting you know. I'm going to get back to the Cavs here in a second. Rob Manfred might have robbed us of a great hack topic. of the things you didn't want to talk about the summer and the cap and the apron and the CBA and all those other things in the NBA, you might have to because Pete Rose is eligible for the Hall of Fame now, Tone. And one of the great arguments of Pete Rose being in the Hall of Fame, one of the great summer hat topics that we've ever had in the history of this business, is going to soon come to an end, Anthony. He, Shoeless Joe Jackson, the seven others from the 1919 White Sox, eligible. 17 players in total, eligible.
I got to tell you.
Reinstated into baseball.
I have no idea, had this have happened when I was growing up, how Jeff Sindelar, Bill Needle would have ever had a radio show.
Whoa, whoa,
I don't know what they would have done.
Whoa.
Because this was the debate. It was the debate.
So a guy calls in about 2K, and you ain't going to take a swing of that, and all of a sudden you're going to take swings of Jeff Sindelar and Bill Needle?
Not taking swings at all. That was literally the topic that people talked about on sports talk radio all over the country.
Jeff Sindelar was fun.
In the 90s.
I never met Jeff Sindelar.
Oh, he knew what every...
He was fun.
He knew what every baseball card was worth.
I know a lot of people said bad things about Bill Needle and how he treated him. He was always great to me. He was always nice to me. I knew Bill, and Bill was nice to me.
Yeah,
so I don't even say nothing about Bill.
I'm just
God
saying
rest both their souls.
It was a larger point.
Damn you.
That it was the most hammered home sports talk debate of my youth.
It was. It was. But it wasn't just by those guys.
And Pete Rose, a despicable human being, like from all indications. So
that's
this is an on the field thing.
You beat me to it.
he clearly was worthy of every accolade on the field.
Well, this is the difference here. It's like, you know, people are going after Manfred and stuff like that. I don't know. I don't believe he needed to be rewarded with it during his time. I told you my theory of it. I don't think he wanted to be in the Hall of Fame. I think that he made more money being banned from baseball, and I think he knew that than being in baseball. But he's got millions and millions and millions of fans. He's the hit king. Credit where it's due. I was never a big fan of Pete Rose personally, but I know that his greatness is personified in baseball. Like, yeah, okay. Now that he's eligible, he should be in the Hall of Fame. There's other guys that I think that, you know, Shoeless Joe Jackson should be in the Hall of Fame. I'd make an argument for Buck Weaver, but that's before All-Star games and things like that. His last season in baseball before he got banned for life, I think he was hitting .331 back when batting average counted and mattered for people. I might make an argument for him, but, you know, those guys aren't around to talk about it anymore. The thing I'm getting, though, the thing that that's getting weird is people are starting to say, like, well, what about McGuire and Bonds and Sosa and all that? I go, those guys aren't banned from baseball. That's just the voters. The voters kept those guys out. Roger Clemens and so on and so forth. The voters kept those guys out. Those guys are welcome. Wasn't Mark McGuire a coach for a while? I thought Mark McGuire was
a hitting coach for a while. Yeah.
Yeah, I think Barry Bonds could walk into just about any ballpark he wants to.
He was a hitting coach for the Marlins.
Our generation.
Barry Bonds was.
And by the way, I've heard crazy things about all those guys as well. Sports are sports. I've heard nasty things about Jose Canseco. It is what it is.
He was a punching bag.
Yeah. I look at it and go, guys, but we've done, and this is where I think where the hack topic goes. It's going, hey, the steroid era, that's our generation's Pete Rose topic. Because it's the same thing every time. I don't care about it. I'm 38 years old. There was a time I did. I was younger. Okay, when I first found out, I was upset. Now I don't care. It was what it was. It was a fun time. Baseball didn't do anything to stop it. Fine. Put him in the Hall of Fame. I don't care.
Yeah, I was always I was always coming at it from that point of view, too. But the one thing I never understood is anybody who could possibly look at you with a straight face and say he only bet on his team to win. That just seems like a reach. That seems like something he would tell you to try to get out of trouble. But in the end, let's think about it. What do we know about gamblers? What do they do over the long haul? What do they end up doing? They lose. They all lose. Every single gambler. And somebody
well, not
like
the guy I know. He's got a proven system.
Some of these guys, how they win is they get flown around the country, get to go to really cool events, but in the end they lose, and that's what costs them money, is the fact that they keep doing that.
You better put the safety back on.
I'm just saying. So my larger point is...
My invite must have got lost in the mail. Just saying.
Come on.
My
that seems
must
ridiculous.
My invite must have been lost in the mail.
Oh, and
just
get rid of that. Dump that.
No, don't dump it. Leave it out there. Leave it out there. Leave it out there.
He got rid of it. Definitely gone now.
Good. He got rid of it.
You and Sarah making those arrangements? Clearly I'm not.
I think we're going to carpool with Keith. My bigger point is, that there's no way he just bet on his team to win. Because, and even if he did, what does it open up a can of worms? Oh, wait a second. I am a bookie, and I've got a big pull around the region of where he bets. Or maybe I have high-profile customers around the country because Pete Rose is one of my guys, okay? So if Pete Rose is betting on Monday, his team's going to win. On Tuesday, his team's going to win.
Monday, Tuesday,
on
Wednesday, Thursday.
On Wednesday, his team's going to win. Why don't I hear from Pete Rose on Thursday? What's going on? He bet his team to win the last 4 days. Maybe I'm going to make some calls and try to investigate a little bit. This is idiotic, guys. You can't bet for a reason. This is why. Do you think they're stupid? Although maybe they are because they got the lines wrong all series against the Cavs
here
and the Pacers.
I don't even like the guy, and here I am arguing for him. But did he not have over 4,000 hits and beat Ty Cobb?
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
Put him in the Hall of Fame.
I'm just also, is it a reach to believe that if this
Ty
guy,
Cobb also not a good guy.
If this, I heard he was great. He was great with his grandchildren.
So we're not getting out of this one. Here you go. Power rank.
Power rank the who's, the what's, the not good guys?
No, you are power ranking the transgressions.
No, oh, I'm not power ranking transgressions.
Oh, boy. Let's think
was
about
it. Was the guy with no hands?
Let's think about it rationally. He's betting. He's losing. He's betting big stakes, which means he's losing big stakes. What is he eventually going to do? He's going to throw a guy out there on the mound that probably has no business, and then he's going to call in, or his buddies are going to call in. Either way, he's impacting the games. If you guys can't see that he was impacting games, then you're clueless
about
gambling.
But who's arguing that anymore? Is somebody still arguing?
The people that say he was only betting on his team to win.
Oh, come on. People will believe anything.
That's insanity.
I don't think any... We stopped that, right? The whole betting on his own team thing? His own team to lose or whatever? Like, no, come on. But great baseball player is a great baseball player who deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. He deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. And that's it. We wave bye-bye to the greatest hack topic in sports talk radio history. What do we bring up next? We can do steroid era in the future. I don't think there's anything left now.
We haven't done that
now.
In a while.
Yeah. Almost dived into it there, and I was like, oh, God, no. Cavs just lost.
Interleague play? Is it good for baseball or bad for baseball?
Too much monkeying or not enough monkeying?
We can do that one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.